While Roscoe served out his sentence, Susan dropped her alias and refined her new entrepreneurial persona. She became a security consultant. In April of 1982, she appeared on the television news show 2020. Susan wore a purple blouse beneath a wide brown jumper. The outfit was set off by a pair of oversized star-shaped earrings that swung conspicuously amid limp, straight blonde hair. Why, asked an inquisitive Geraldo Riviera, had she and her friends wrought such havoc with the phone company? I was getting off on the power trip, she replied. It was neat to think that I could screw up the Bell system. Hassling someone, disconnecting his phone, or canceling his car insurance was all standard practice. Is there any system that can't be gotten into? She queried herself. Then she answered her own question. God, I live by an old saying, if there's a will, there's a way. There is always a way. In the next 2 years, Susan became a peripatetic Cassandra, traveling around Los Angeles, painting doomsday scenarios for her clients. She developed a standard set of these grisly prognoses and trotted them out for reporters and lawmakers. A year after her 2020 appearance, under the auspices of an FBI agent, she flew to Washington to expound her theories before the U.S. Senate. During her testimony, Susan explained about freaking and trashing, or garbology, as she put it. She recalled with some nostalgia the talents and feats of the L.A. gang. She talked about posing as repair personnel and altering credit ratings. She described the practice of using the U.S. leasing computers. William Cohen, the chairman of the Senate subcommittee holding the hearings, then asked, There was no indication they felt there was anything wrong about going in and using U.S. leasing's program? In other words, if you walked into somebody else's house and decided you wanted to watch television for a couple of weeks or a year and just walk in and turn on somebody's set, there would be nothing wrong with that? I guess if people were stupid enough to leave their door unlocked, Susan replied. Hey, if people are stupid enough to leave the system passwords around that way, that's how the group felt. Upon learning that Susan's formal education had stopped at the 8th grade, the incredulous senator remarked, It seems it would be so easy for one of our major adversaries to secure the services of people like yourself who have no advanced degree or training. I agree, Susan responded. It poses a very serious national concern. I am a very serious threat to national security. I wanted to find out how everything worked. I have got to admit to a certain interest in something that was supposedly classified as top secret. Journalists have the same fascination with classified information, Cohen remarked. I studied to be a journalist when I was in junior high school. I was afraid you were going to say that.